Nick.
Red Energy, Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 101,
this is the Fox. So remember how I said yesterday how I went to Officeworks to buy the kids' books and all the essentials the day before.
Yeah. I just love how Officeworks has become like the highlight of your week. I mean, I get it.
That's all I've done.
I love Officeworks.
Because that's the only other thing I've done. So, Alex hates that stuff. So I've got the patience. I'm like, go kids, go off and do whatever you want. Like I'm just.
Is that patience?
Yeah. Well, wait till you hear what happened.
I let my kids loose.
Well,
I'm patient.
Did, and that's the problem. I let Lulu go off, and I said to Lenny, "Can you just watch Tobes?" Because Tobes was running around. And I said, you just watch Tobes while I'm with Lulu because I've got to get all the books off all the shelves. He's going to have so many different aisles. And Lenny's like, yeah, I'll watch her and we'll just walk around and Tobes can play with all the stuff. Anyway, about 15 minutes later, I'm pushing the trolley and I'm grabbing a ruler off the and some glue sticks. And this lady comes up and goes, oh, Fev, I think your daughter's in aisle 4 screaming. And I go, oh, Lenny. She goes, no, your little baby Toby. And I went, oh, my God, I lost her. Didn't even know. 15 minutes. Went down, she's standing in the aisle by herself, absolutely hysterical. And Tobes doesn't really cry. And she had snot coming out of her nose and she was screaming and all the parents are looking at me. And I'm like, oh no, I'm the worst parent in the world. But I did, as all good parents do, I blame Lenny. And I said, you said you were watching it. She goes, oh, well, she ran over to you. And I said, yeah, because I gave her a lolly. And then she went back to you.
Oh, so she was running back between you both. Yeah. You got lost in the middle.
Yeah, and I just wasn't paying attention. And mate, it can happen so easy.
Oh, it can happen.
Have you ever lost your kids?
No.
Cool.
1019 The Fox.
Yeah, it's Friday. Nick Cody, 2 weeks into working on this show, and there's a little segment we haven't done with you yet, but we thought it might be a bit of fun. Fev, let's go back and play this one.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Is it amazing, Nick?
All right.
The deal is... And 131060, we love these stories. You call in with a story. It's that story you tell when you're at a barbecue or a party.
And
you go, guys, check out this story. And it can be from years ago. It's your one. It's your story you've got in your back pocket to really impress people. So people ring in, they tell us the story, and then we grade it for them. So you want to get you want to hear from us that yes, it's amazing, but sometimes we're quite. Well, Fev particularly can be brutal.
When I go to the pub this weekend, my story will be Dipper absolutely roasted me.
Yeah, and we'd go. Is that amazing? That'd be probably phenomenal. We don't go there often.
Really?
That's him getting roasted by a Brownlow medalist saying, who are you? Never take a holiday.
It was very fun. But as an example, and 131060, do call in with your amazing stories. This was from last year. Pat from Melton. Let's relive this story.
My sister, and she's in her 50s now, but when we were kids, she had an imaginary friend called Susie Wangawang. And if you jump ahead 35 years, the old man was Irish. She goes over to Ireland and meets the family in Sligo, and you wouldn't believe it, they had a pet dog, Susie Wangawang.
Wow, all right, that's amazing.
That is, see what I mean? They often involve stories like this where you go, that didn't or couldn't have happened.
Yeah, wow.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. It's amazing.
Have you got one like that you, I mean, I've put in you under the, you know, pump at the moment?
The one, my go-to, I think, would be I came across a bear in Alaska. I mentioned it briefly the other day and Fev lost his mind. He ran out of the studio. I came across a bear. I was in Alaska. I hired a bike and wanted to go mountain bike riding in Alaska and they drew me a map on a piece of paper and said, go this way. And I thought, nah, don't worry about that. I'll go this other way. And came across a black bear. Got bogged and came across a black bear.
They're mean.
Didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I had some bear spray with me and I didn't know if that was for me or the bear. So I didn't know if it was a mace or a repellent. That's already a bad sign. But the bear left me alone. I got out of there. And
that's your story.
And this is what we do. That's not amazing.
Oh. How many bears do you have to come across? Two bears?
131060, if you have a story, we'll get them on next. It's Fifi Fevernick.
1019, The Fox.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Great segment we love here. Nick Cody is playing for the first time. He told us his bear story for the second time in a fortnight. And we finally were quite brutal with you. Yeah. I mean, Fev wanted to be even more brutal.
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
But
then he told it to us in the break as well. And it still wasn't funny.
He's really pushing this bear story.
I reckon fourth time lucky. That's what I go for, guys. You know, stories are always best fourth time. So here we go again. Oh, is it? No.
Now, we are taking calls 131060. We love to hear your amazing stories. And remember, if they're not amazing, we actually kind of love that too because it gives us a chance to have a bit of fun. Corinne in Turriden. Hi, Corinne.
Hello. Good morning, Fifi. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Nick.
Morning. Corinne.
How are you?
We're wrapped and we're so glad you've called in because we can't wait to hear this amazing story.
Well, I think it's amazing. My family thinks it's amazing. My husband and I have been together for 18 years, so about our birthdays, they're a week apart, exactly a week, but my due date is my husband's birthday, and my husband's due date is my birthday. So,
what's a due date?
When they were due.
You got four
when,
kids for...
when we were due to be born.
No, them to be born, not their
so
kids.
So hang on, Corinne.
Not her kids.
Your...
So when my mum told, so I was due to be born on the 13th of March. But I was born on the 6th of March.
But her husband was born on the 13th.
Yeah. And then so the husband was born a week late and she was born a week early or vice versa.
So, yeah. So both, both their mums were given due dates.
Yeah.
Both their mums were given due dates. And
is there a twist or?
Well, you know what?
It's amazing.
No, Corinne, we love it.
His heart.
You're a really nice person, but it's just not amazing.
We're just having fun. Great story.
I love that, Corinne.
Oh, I've got my son here. He forced me to call.
No, cool. No, we love
that. Don't blame the son. That's amazing.
Thank you. Oh, we love you, Corinne.
That's what,
thank
Foxy,
you.
Alex's birthday is on the 9th of April, and my dad married a woman who's got the same birthday, Raylene.
That's not amazing.
Oh.
That's to make
my kid
feel
told
better.
Me to do it.
Damien in Frankston North. Hi, Damien.
Good morning. I can't believe I got through. First time caller. How are we?
Oh, Damien, welcome. We're wrapped you got through, and we can't wait to hear this amazing story.
So I was driving to work about 2 weeks ago, first week back, and I didn't realise until I got to work I was in my dad's car instead of mine. So I had to go all the way home and swap it over and then go all the way back to work. Now, work's over an hour away. So.
Oh, Damien,
that's
so
silly.
So do you drive your dad's car a bit? Like, did you to not recognise your own car?
No, well, Dad parks in behind me and I park sort of near him as well. So.
Is it the same model?
Same car,
like,
yeah.
How do you get...
No, different models. Just I just
colour?
Didn't have, I was in the brain, had a brain fade for a change, so...
Are the colours the same?
Colours, one's black and one's white, so you should be able to point out which one's
different. It's close to amazing, but just needs a little twist near the end.
That's
I don't know why I drove back. Just let Dad drive your car for the day.
Damien, thank you. You gave us a laugh. Oh, gone. Thanks, Damien.
He was filthy.
Wrong phone. He had his dad's phone. He had to give it back.
Alex in Abbotsford. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, great. Alex, you're taking this home, buddy. This is your moment to shine.
Come on,
Alex.
We've
yet to give off the amazing sting, so good luck.
I'm a paramedic, and we get allocated a month at a time with another paramedic. And I was working with someone who I'd never met before. And a couple of days into our shift, I was on the phone, and I'm one of those people that has a clear plastic cover with my license, you know, on the back of my phone.
Yeah.
And the guy saw my license, and it still had my address from my hometown where I grew up in northern Victoria. And not only did we grow up in the same town, but when his family sold the house that he grew up in, my family moved in. And so we grew up in the same house. He was a few years older than me. Just
That's phenomenal.
Alex,
that's
you surpassed incredible. Amazing and went to phenomenal. Wow. That's
incredible. I know. Weird, hey. Yeah, almost a bit creepy, but
That is. That's amazing. That sort of like you two were brought together for a reason.
It was destiny.
Did you save a life on that day, Alex?
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, good.
Did you talk about the old house and...
Yeah, well, we actually had the bedroom? Same bedroom.
Oh,
yeah.
You should have put that one in here as well.
It's still amazing.
Now that you're firing them off, Alex and Raylene.
Hold on, here. Pretty sure you just got that off
Google. Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
I want to talk about honey trapping. Are you familiar with honey trapping, boys?
No.
The honey trap. Honey trap. Well, I'm bringing this up because a woman's gone viral on TikTok. TikTok, people are learning a lot through TikTok.
Yeah.
At first I thought it was just dancing, but now it's, no, you learn hacks like how to clean
Google.
Your couch or how to catch a cheating boyfriend.
Yeah.
So this,
the new school almost.
It almost is. Now, what this woman's done isn't new because I know about this and I'll tell you about that in a second. Ooh. But the honey trap is when you set up your partner. So you get a friend to try to seduce them. Actually, you know that old CNC Music Factory song, Things That Make You Go, he got honey trapped, remember? I was in the crib, sitting by the fireplace, drinking cocoa on the bearskin rug. Doorbell rang. Look at that. Looked to myself and started to shrug. Got to the door. Ding dong. Who is it? My girl's best friend had paid me a visit. Tight as can be, fly dress and all. I knew that she was.
I always knew this song. Nah, I prefer it a cappella. Please, get rid of that background.
May is amazing.
Beats are no good.
She often goes into a rap. She knows a lot of rap. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You're blowing you away. Oh, me Fridays!
In that song, she did what this woman did. So this woman has got her girlfriend to create a Instagram account, DM her boyfriend.
Smart.
And he fell for it. What he did DM'd her back and then set up a fake Snapchat account so he could Snapchat her. But all the time, unaware
that
it was
girlfriend.
His girlfriend's best friend.
Wow.
Gotcha! But
you say you know about this.
Yeah.
I've
honey trapped.
No.
Yeah, I did it.
How far back? MSN Messenger?
No. Back when I got my
post.
I'm not kidding. I just got my Hotmail account. I was at Swinburne Uni at the time. I was studying commercial radio.
Yeah.
It all worked out. And anyway, I was in class and it was just when it was before. This is pre Tinder. This is pre online dating.
Yeah.
But they were when Hotmail started, it was connecting people around the world. Like, wow, you can email someone anywhere.
Yeah.
So I got emailed by this Colombian guy called Martin.
Wow. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't tell
it's
me.
It's always a good story.
You've got to take all these boxes of headphones on a flight for me. Oh, no, Fifi. She fell for it.
Old cocaine Fifi.
He was a guy. I didn't know much about Colombia at the time. But anyway, this guy, Martin. And anyway, we were exchanging photos and it was sort of like my first experience of like an online dating because I didn't know him. And I mind you, I haven't done it since.
What were you thinking?
Well, I was like 20. I had no idea what I was thinking. But anyway, I remember him being very romantic and I thought, I don't even know this guy. But I said to one of my girlfriends in my class, my lecture, I said, can you email this guy and see if he says the same stuff to you? And he wrote back almost the exact emails he'd sent me.
He was a scam.
Yeah, Martin from Colombia cheated on me.
I'm tipping his name wasn't Martin either. He's made that up. Martin from Colombia. Oh, yeah.
But I honey-trapped him a beauty. 131060, by the way, we would love to hear any other honey trap stories. Have you done this? Mm. Have you set up fake online accounts? Have you busted your partner? You can use, by the way, private investigators to do this.
Yeah.
So a PI, if you're trying to figure out if your partner's cheating, you can get a PI.
But surely this is DIY private investigating.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It used to be the private investigators.
131060.
Do you want me to rap anymore, guys?
Yeah, please. Don't send us out with a
rap. Have you honey trapped someone? It's Fifi Fevernick.
101.9 The Fox.
We're talking honey trapping. This is when you don't trust your partner and you set a trap using a friend. And look, girls do it, so I'm going to say a girlfriend. CC Music Factory. What are they called again? CC. Yeah, does it make you go, ooh? Anyway, I started to sing the lyrics and realised I'd started way too early before the cheating bit, so I want to pick up where I left off. So ding dong, the doorbell rang, ding dong, who is it? My girl's best friend had paid me a visit, sly as can be, tight dress and all. She knew that I was faithful, I really didn't have the gall. I tried to chill, she made the move, now I know my girlfriend wouldn't approve. I didn't realise my girl was setting me up, yo, my girlfriend didn't trust me, no. Yo, but she lost control. I wouldn't take... Oh, no. I'm going around a circle there. But there you go. That was the song was about that.
Ah. Things that make a girl...
Yes, correct. Now, this
very good.
Thank you. I just felt I had to go and rewrite history then. Fair, but I didn't get it out before.
But you're very good at rapping.
Appreciate that. Sally in Geelong. Hey, Sal.
Hey, hey. How y'all doing?
Good. Yay, Sal. She's rapping to you.
Sal, have you set a trap? Have you put a bit of honey down and set up your boyfriend?
A little bit. Well, my ex-husband now.
Oh,
but, we were sort of having problems. So then I created a fake Facebook profile, started chatting to him, and then he started telling, you know, this mysterious girl all about our problems in our marriage, and I've sort of confronted him.
Because it was you. Sort of,
well, I've confronted him, my ex-husband then. And then he sort of denied everything. And I just sort of went along. We still continued chatting. And then on Valentine's Day, he sort of sent this flirty text, you know, saying that I wish that I was with her and, you know, that he wished that he was with her and all that stuff. And that's when I was sort of like, oh, okay. And then a few months later, I just sort of broke it off.
Did you ever tell him that was me you were flirting with?
Oh, eventually, at the end, after everything was done. But, yeah, and he was sort of shocked. But it wasn't the first time, so...
No, I bet you just got your proof, though, didn't you, Sal? You just needed that.
Yeah, I needed that closure.
Tell me you wouldn't have smacked that on him straight away. That's me you're talking to.
Yeah, change the fake profile pic to your own face. Yeah.
Gotcha!
Red Energy, Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 101.9. This is the fire.